us is our returning champion, Rick McCallum from Chicago, Illinois. Stand by to see Rick play for a diamond and jade ring valued at $8,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Alfa Romeo valued at $20,340 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. This is Rick McCallum. Hello, Rick. Our stuntman champion. Rick, I didn't ask you as a stuntman. What's the most difficult thing that you've been called on to do?
One time I had to jump between two five-story buildings, 17 feet across with no net.
That's definitely difficult. Yeah. I'm glad you're here, Rick.
Me too.
You've got $79 in your bank, so a win with another $96. You must win, and of course you need the amount of money because the ring is worth $175 here, $8,000 ring for $175. $96 more what you need, and you can walk away with that ring if you'd like. Ready to go?
Sure am.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, a lady I found hanging around the Biograph Theater in Chicago, Summer Bartholomew.
The lady in red. You don't remember the lady in red?
Okay. Who does she bring us?
She has her own special collection from Port Washington, New York. Say hi to Kathy O'Connor.
Hi there, Kathy.
And he enjoys dark rooms from Breckenridge, Colorado. Give a big hand to Scott Simon.
Hello there, Scott. See you a little later with some bargains there, Summer. Scott, you enjoy dark rooms.
Yes, Jim, in addition to being the manager of a camera store, I am a photographer, so I do spend a lot of time in the dark room.
I would think so. You enjoy your work?
Yes, very much.
Good. Nice to have you here with us. Kathy, you have your own special collection.
Yes, I collect political campaign buttons, and I also preserve a little bit of history because I only collect buttons from people who, well, lost elections.
Like losers. What's the biggest loser campaign button you've got?
Fred Harris.
Fred Harris?
Yes.
That name rings a bell, doesn't it, friends? That sounds like a good one, Kathy. Nice to have you here.
That was very easy to get.
$20 starts all three players. Let's get into the game. And, of course, the player with the most money at the end of the show is a champion, gets to go shopping. Name the talk show host married to actress Marlo Thomas. Rick?
Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue it is. $5 for the correct answer. Rick goes to $25. On what sort of business establishment would you most likely find the letters RX? Scott?
A drugstore.
Drugstore, pharmacy. You're right. Scott tries it for first place. At a reunion, you might hear the expression, you're a sight for Rick.
Sore eyes.
Sore eyes it is. Kathy back into the lead, having another five. In 18th century America, what nation's soldiers were referred to as redcoats? Kathy?
England.
The English, that's exactly right. The redcoats are coming, and Kathy's coming to 25. What is the full name of the flower known as a mum? Scott?
A chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum is right, and you pronounce it very well, Scott. You got another five, going to 30. Time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, but we've got a tie right now. Scott and Rick, the two of you, have a $5 lead over Kathy. Now, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Scott or Rick, here's a welcome guest for your next dinner party. Michael C. Fina's Silver Plate Flatware. 68 pieces in a contemporary deluxe drawer chest, furnished by the Michael C. Fina Company. And it's normally priced at $550. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
$5, Scott, Rick, no one's hitting the buzzer with the silver. I'd really like to sell you $550 worth of silver. Cost you just the value of one question. They got their hands ready there, so let me throw in $100 in cash. Rick, with $100 in cash, we'll buy it. $650 bargain for just $5. Very easily made up. Congratulations. Hope you enjoy that. Knock the $5 off your score. Down to 25. Scott's in first place. Name the rock superstar who had a smash hit album called Born in the USA. Scott?
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen is right. And Scott stretches his lead out to $10. Yeah. Matter of fact, in 1985, that became the biggest selling album in the long history of Columbia Records. Fine talent. And Scott with a $10 lead here. In what city was your quarter minted if it has a D on it? Rick?
Denver.
Denver is right. Champion in the second place at 30. The Irish wit who wrote The Importance of Being Earnest was Oscar Scott?
Wilde.
Oscar Wilde it is. Scott beats Kathy from the bus and goes to 40. Well, it is time now for the fame game with a lot of information about people, plural. Playing for a pick of the board. We are a family of American brothers, born in the late 1800s in New York City. The three most famous were given the names Julius, Leonard, and Adolf. Scott.
The Marx Brothers?
Marx Brothers is right, with limited information. Very nicely done, Scott. You've got yourself a pick of the board, nine numbers up there. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
I think number seven.
And behind number seven, we have a pocket recorder. Norelco's NT3 professional quality pocket recorder features lightweight design, fingertip controls, and superb sound quality. Furnished by Norelco.
Very nice. $329 worth. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. It'll be terrific because when you're in the dark room, you don't have to fumble around. Just put it up to your ear. We'll be right back with these nice folks right after this. You know, it's nice when people get lovely big prizes in our cash jackpot and all. And, of course, earlier in the week that happened when someone walked away with over $156,000 in cash and prizes, Tim Holleran. But it's also very nice that along the way the players pick up a lot of good things with the Fame Games and the Instant Bargains, occasionally a sales surprise. I don't know what's coming up next. I'll tell you right now, this game is tight. Scott is at 40, Rick is at 30, Kathy at 25. What's the name of those pungent seeds that are often baked in rye bread? Kathy.
Caraway.
Caraway it is, and Kathy goes to 30, tying Rick to second place. In the old song, who flies through the air with the greatest of ease? Rick?
Daring young man of the flying trapeze.
Yeah, and you've probably done that too, I would suspect. Rick goes to 35 in second place. We use the Norwegian word meaning sloping track for a downhill ski race on a zigzag course. Kathy.
Slalom.
Slalom is what it is. Kathy to 35, tying Rick again. $5 separate the player. What government regulatory agency is known by the initials FAA? Scott?
Federal Aviation Administration.
You've got it. And another five for Scott gives him a $10 lead. Yeah. Good time to stretch it out. Well, I talked about the opportunity to pick things up along the way. Scott, with a $10 lead, just hit the buzzer and you can have this.
Scott, take the right step in decorating your home and step onto this lovely Ethan Allen braided rug. Add a dash of color to any room of your home with this beautiful area rug. Yours with the gift certificate from Tradition House. And it's normally priced at $1,000. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only
$10. $1,000 rug. That would look great in Colorado. I love the authenticity here. Boy, the jacket and everything. And boy, is that authentic. Yeah. $1,000.
Oh, it looks nice, Jim.
$10. You'd be in a... We'd have a three-way tie. I love three-way ties.
You have to have that.
Scott, you have to have it. You have to have $300 of my money, too, and a three-way tie if you buy it going once. $1,000 rug, $300 in cash for $10, and we'd have a three-way tie if you bought it. Going. No sale, but a $1,300 bargain. Boy. Rick, now I'll ask some impartial observers. Rick and Kathy, shouldn't he have bought that?
You betcha.
Yes,
absolutely. All right. Back to business. What brilliantly plumed bird is said to have 1,000... Rick?
Peacock.
1,000 eyes. The peacock it is, and Rick in the second place at 40. Which prolific songwriter gave us God Bless America? Kathy?
Irving Berlin.
Irving Berlin it is. And boy, this game is close. I don't blame Scott for thinking twice about buying. Name the body of water that's north of Caracas, south of Jamaica, and west of Barbados. Kathy.
The Caribbean.
Caribbean is right, and Kathy ties Scott for first place at 45. What organs are referred to by the term pulmonary? Scott.
Arteries.
No. Pulmonary, the organs, lungs. Lungs. S for organs on that. You take a backward skip step, losing five, and Kathy is now in the lead. Name the funny lady known for her crazy characters like Little Edith Ann and Ernestine. Scott?
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin was right. He got that $5 right back and ties Kathy in the first place. Yeah. Talking about Lily Tomlin, in talking about America recently, she said 98% of the adults in this country are decent, hardworking, honest Americans. It's the other lousy 2% that get all the publicity. But then we elected them. We'll be right back. Well, that scoreboard tells it all, with Scott and Kathy in a tie for first place at 45, and the champion Rick just a question behind at 40. Close game, difference could be finding money cards up there on the Fame game board. We've added a $15 money card with a second crack at it, and a famous thing. I am a North American river, sometimes called Bold River of the North. I rise on the Continental Divide in southwestern Colorado, and Rick?
The Colorado River?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Playing for a pick of the board. Stay at 40. But we'll clear the board. Continue for the challengers. I flow in a southeasterly direction. In places I pass through country so arid, I may be dry in late summer, while at other times I may flood.
From El Paso, Texas to the Gulf of Mexico, I form the international boundary between the U.S. and Mexico. Kathy!
The Rio Grande.
Rio Grande is right, yes, and Kathy gets that ticket aboard, yes. Also known as the Rio Bravo, I believe. Either one would be acceptable. Okay. What number?
I'm going to take number 9.
And behind number 9, we have
$15! Well, suddenly got not quite as close because we have that $15 money card. The Kathy score, she vaults into the lead at $60. $15 lead over Scott, $20 lead over Rick. Of course, Rick is back in this question for 5. What's the middle name of former President Richard Nixon? Rick?
Milhouse.
Milhouse it is, and Rick ties Scott for 2nd place. What sport is the specialty of Marvelous Marvin Hagler? Rick?
Boxing.
Boxing is right, and Rick with 2 in a row goes to 50. Captain begins to make a move. Talking about Marvelous, name the Marvelous 1984 movie about the music of a man named Mozart. Rick?
Amadeus.
Yeah, I understand he fought as a lightweight. That's right, Amadeus it is. 3 in a row for the champion, he goes to 55. But with an instant bargain, Kathy, you've got the lead. Now, it is a slender lead, a $5 lead, but you could buy this.
Kathy, here's a jazzy trip to exciting New Orleans. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to New Orleans, home of all that jazz. While there, you'll spend 4 nights and 5 days partying it up. Elegant accommodation, sightseeing, and fine dining. This festive trip is normally priced at $1,756. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Well, if this were Preservation Hall with your plane, we certainly wouldn't want to preserve that. Never mind passing that. I'll chip in, providing you use it to buy a new coach. Now, it's a great trip. Kathy, have you ever been to New Orleans? It is wonderful. One of the great
always
cities.
Always wanted to go.
Oh, Kathy, I'm so glad to hear that. $1,765 trip. $15 it would normally cost.
Yeah.
But, Kathy, since you've always wanted to go, you've got a $5 lead over Rick. Just for you, so you can go to New Orleans, I'm going to knock 2/3 of that price off. You can go to New Orleans for $5 and you'd be in a tie with Rick. She's going to buy that. Absolutely. Enjoy the trip. $1,756 trip.
Time.
I'm sure you will. Drop us a note, all right? We trust you. Just 5, we knock it off, and we are enjoying a very close game with 3 nice people. Back to it to finish it up right after this. Enjoy that. You will enjoy that trip, guaranteed. Rick was saying to me during the break, he said, look at this, I got silverware and Kathy gets to go to New Orleans. But everyone's got something, as a matter of fact. Scott found a nice prize up there. Kathy's got the trip to New Orleans. And Rick, you did get the silverware and some cash, and we've got a good game. 45 for Scott, 55 for Kathy, 55 for Rick. Back to it. The name of this ancient religion of Japan means the way of the gods. Kathy.
Buddhist?
Nope. Shinto. Shinto. You lose 5 on that, Kathy, going down to 50. Champion in first place all by himself. Name the rock which forms the point at which the continent of Europe comes closest. Rick?
Gibraltar.
To the continent of Africa. Nicely solved, Gibraltar it is. And Rick the 60 with a $10 lead. On the Broadway and London stage, what great dancer once teamed with his sister Adele? Kathy?
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire it is. Kathy makes a move again with his $5 of Rick. Well, it's anyone's game with only $15 separating the players. $25 money card up there on the board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am a distinguished public figure. Born in 1884 with the first name Anna. My uncle was later to become President of the United States. Kathy.
Alice Roosevelt Longworth.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no doubt about it. You stay at 55. Clear the board. Continue for Scott and Rick. I married my distant cousin who suffered a polio attack in 1921. Scott.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's right. Yes, it was Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. Eleanor Roosevelt it is, and Scott again with a pick of the board.
How about number 2? And behind number 2, we have $5!
And he finds a money card, a small one, but a money card nonetheless, and the close match could be important. Where were the other 2?
And the 6 and the 4.
But if we add that $5 to Scott's score, he goes to 50, and anyone can win it as we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Rick in the lead at 60. Kathy, 1 question behind at 55. Scott, just 2 questions behind at 50. Good luck. We start the speed round. Now, in what country did the Bay of Pigs invasion? Rick?
Cuba.
Right. In pool, what do we call the ball that is all white? Rick?
The cue ball.
Right. For what 1963 film did Anne Bancroft and Patty Duke win Oscars? Kathy?
Miracle Worker.
Right. In what city could you visit Madison Square Garden? Rick?
New York.
Right. What substance covers more than 70% of the earth?
Rick? Water.
Right. Give me the name of the first non-Italian pope since 15... Scott?
John Paul.
Right.
Name the zany police force created by silent film, Kathy.
Keystone Cops.
Right. Who is the oldest man ever elected president? Rick.
Ronald Reagan.
Right. Give me the middle name of poet Edgar Poe. Kathy.
Allen.
Right. In what month do we celebrate Father's Day? Kathy.
May.
Wrong. On what claret, on what continent would you find a grassy plain called the Pampas? Scott.
Africa.
Wrong. Who was the first American in space? Rick.
Shepard.
Right. Name the Asian mountain first conquered by Edmund Hillary. Rick.
Mount Everest.
Right. Jakarta is the capital of time is up. And Rick, you've done it again. Congratulations. Congratulations. Now, very close speed round for a while there. And then Scott and Kathy each missed one. And Rick pulled ahead. We'll be back to the champion in just a moment. The continent where you'd find the Pampas is South America. And we celebrate Father's Day in June. Matter of fact, the third Sunday
My
in
father.
June. Yeah, that would, might have got you a little on track there, Kathy. Well, we've got to say goodbye to two very nice people. And as I mentioned, I'm delighted they're not going home empty-handed. Scott, you've got the recorder with the cash in front of you. $359 in cash and prizes. Thank you. And Kathy, oh, it turned out to be good to buy, as a
yes.
matter of fact. You've got a great trip to New Orleans with the cash in front of you. You are well over $1,800 in cash and prizes. Enjoy that trip, Kathy. But Rick McCallum is the champion again, and he's going shopping. Come on, Rick. Well, congratulations. I thought that was going to wind up in a three-way tie there for a while.
It was close.
Well, interestingly, Rick, now we were talking about, remember, not only must you win, but your prize is determined by the amount of money you have now, adding your total from today with the last show, $174. So you came $1 short of the ring. But $174 very easily afford you this.
Just for the health of it, a private sauna. Experience the soothing, healthy effect of dry heat in the privacy of your own home. With this infrared ray sauna in genuine Japanese cedar from Abercrombie & Fitch. And this sauna, normally priced at $3,000, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
So as I say, you can very easily afford that, Rick. You've got $174 in your bank account now, and that only costs $85. So again, you can take that and leave. Now, Rick, we change our sales merchandise every five shows, so everything is going to change. Should you decide not to take the sauna, but to put your $174 in the bank, the next thing, let's see, first of all, there would be a camera, which would be at $85, but I said you're just $1 away. As things change, going to change to a very interesting thing. $1 and another win, you could walk away with gold bars. $175 would be that. Also very possible in the next show, you're just $86 away. You got so close to the first one that $86 more is all you'd need for a motorcycle. That's a fabulous prize. Up the line for $340, there's a diamond ring. There is an African safari for $445. The automobile is going to change, something you might like, a sports truck for $530. All the prizes, $640. One thing doesn't change. You get the $750. We will give you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $52,000.
$52,000 now in that cash jackpot, and it's been won before, and we'd love to see it won again. But you think about it for a moment. Your decision now is to take the sauna, which you can easily afford, or put your money in the bank. The gold bar is just a dollar away as things change, and the motorcycle just $86 away. You think about it, Rick McCallum. We'll get your decision right after this.
Okay. Is that heavy? What time they could be smiling?
Well, we're sitting here with Rick. It's funny, Rick was saying to our staff he doesn't smile very much. Funny, he looked at Dara there in the sauna and he had no problem smiling at all there. Rick, well, that sauna can be yours. You'll have to talk to Dara. I don't know if she goes with it or not, but the sauna. No, Dara just got engaged. She's been all showing us the ring. The sauna is yours if you just say yes or put your money in the bank. Gold bars, just a dollar away with another win. You collect gold, you told me.
Yeah, I do.
And you used to race what?
Motorcycles.
That's just $86 away. Rick, are you going to take the sauna and leave or put your money in the bank and play on?
I'm coming back so I can stand next to her.
Oh, okay. That's good thinking. So we'll put $174 in the bank for Rick.
We'll add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. $53,000 in that jackpot. And Rick will be going for maybe the gold, possibly the motorcycle on our next sale of the century. Join us for that, won't you, with two new challenges. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.